Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.
For as long as I can remember, I've always known I was a girl. You know, as soon as I could express myself, I was verbalizing to my parents that I am a girl. And I love to play with everything feminine, dolls, dresses. At first, my parents just thought it was a phase. However, over time, they realized that it wasn't a phase as I continued to insist that I was a girl. So when I was 3 years old, they took me to a specialist and I was diagnosed with what's now called gender dysphoria. And that was really the beginning of my journey. And, you know, because my family has been so supportive and embracing, I feel like I've been able to be proud of my identity as a transgender woman. And overall, it's a part of me, you know?
Watching the show, it does seem like you do have an amazing family around you and a good support network. But you mentioned there what is now known as gender dysphoria. What was it known as at the time? Was there no term for it when you originally diagnosed or went to the doctor?
Well, it was actually originally called gender identity disorder. And I just hate that word disorder because I feel like there's nothing wrong with me. You know, disorder just has a negative connotation to it.
Absolutely.
So
yeah. And so going back to the basics this morning, just for people that starting from ground zero, they don't know anything at all. How do you transition? Can you walk us through that? So once you've been to the doctors and you make the decision to do the transition, where does it go from there?
So at age 3, I was diagnosed. And then after that, I feel like that was the major turning point of my life. My parents finally understood what I was going through and they had a term to use for the situation. And they were just really supportive and loving. And while I didn't transition right after that appointment, I eventually transitioned once I was 5 years old because I would be going to a new school, transferring from pre-K to kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So it was just kind of like a fresh start for me and it was the perfect time. And then once I was 11 years old, I had to go on hormone blockers to suppress the testosterone in my body, because otherwise I would develop male characteristics such as a beard, a mustache, everything. And then about a year later, I started hormone replacement therapy, in which I take estrogen pills, and those help me develop as a woman.
On Triple J, we're currently speaking to Jazz Jennings, who's a 17-year-old trans high school student from the States who stars in a new television show called I Am Jazz. And I know within this show as well, Jazz, you're in talks, beginning to talk about trans surgery as well. And I know that's obviously a very big plunge for people to take. Have you still been thinking about that? Is that something that you've always been meaning to do?
Yeah, I feel like I've known I've wanted the surgery for a long time. And now that I'm kind of approaching the age to where I'm going to get it, we're beginning the process and I'm starting to visit doctors and going on consultations and we're just trying to find the right surgeon. So, I mean, that's what you're going to see in season 3.
Amazing. And then once you've had the surgery, this is a question that I had from me. Once you've had the surgery, at the moment we use the label of trans, but once you've fully transitioned, are you able to drop the label?
I mean, some people use the word transsexual to identify someone who is post-surgery. Mm-hmm. However, I feel like you're still transgender. Once you're trans, you're always trans. It's just a part of your identity. And while it doesn't define you entirely, it's still just a piece of who I am. And I'm always going to be a proud transgender woman.
We're currently speaking with Jazz Jennings, a 17-year-old with her own TV show, I Am Jazz, that follows her life transitioning from a boy into a girl. We mentioned as well that high school is hard enough, let alone while you're transitioning genders. What is it like for you going through school?
I've been very fortunate that the administration at my school is completely supportive and on my side. You know, they are there to protect me. And if I'm ever experiencing any bullying or discrimination by students or even teachers, then they will be there to back me. So I love that. And honestly, I've been very fortunate to not experience too much bullying. I mean, every now and then people will say things behind my back or will call me by some rude names like a freak or a tranny. But overall, I've been able to just brush that off and I don't let those haters affect me.
Do you find you get any discrimination from teachers? Because I suppose, as you said, you'd get it from one or two kids because they don't quite understand it. But what about teachers? How do they handle it?
Yeah, a lot of transgender and LGBTQ people experience discrimination from teachers. And I mean, it's surprising to some people, but honestly, it's just what happens. And while I haven't necessarily had too many bad situations. There was this one teacher who didn't really want to use my name Jazz in the yearbook. She wanted to use my biological birth name.
Really?
Yeah. She didn't want to identify me in the yearbook by Jazz because she said then all other kids would want to use a nickname. So it was kind of this annoying situation, but it wasn't too big of a deal. However, I know some of my friends who are trans have experienced so many harder things from their teachers. And I just don't understand. This is supposed to be a learning environment, a place of education and acceptance. You're supposed to feel safe in school. However, when teachers are being discriminatory, it's just unacceptable.
We're currently speaking to Jazz Jennings on Triple J, who is the star of a show called I Am Jazz. It follows her life. She's a 17-year-old trans girl. And you mentioned there as well the teacher being a little bit niggly. Do you find being trans, you're met with confusion or criticism more often? How does it work? Or is it just a mixed pile?
It really just depends. You know, some people are very open-minded from the start and they say, oh, you're trans. I've heard of that. That's cool. You're still the same person that I've always known and I accept you. I love you. And then other people don't really understand. And I think that comes from a place of ignorance. You know, people are afraid of what they don't know. And I think that's what causes them to have sometimes cruel or hateful reactions. However, I feel like once you educate a person and show them that I'm just a human as well and transgender individuals deserve equal rights, then they'll be able to open their minds. Not everyone, but some people, education makes that difference.
And I think you should be very proud of yourself as well, because speaking to you this morning, 17 years old, you're so articulate, and how you're speaking about this, it really is educating even for us. What are some of the misconceptions associated with being transgender that you feel might equate to some of this non-acceptance?
I would say one of the biggest misconceptions is that people think I was too young to transition. They say, how could a two-year-old know that they are a girl? However, I think they're undermining the intelligence of human children, you know? I was able to clearly distinguish between genders at that age, and I knew that I liked feminine things. And once I was able to say that I was a girl, I feel like it was very clear. And I mean, we gave it a little bit of time before I transitioned. However, I was just so sad and uncomfortable to live in the identity that I didn't identify as. So it was just very difficult. And then another misconception is that people think it was a choice. However, it wasn't something that I just decided one day. It's how I was born, you know? It's just who I am. And I feel like there's no denying that.
This is Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.